listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with Ophira Eisenberg.
And on this episode, we're revisiting some of our favorite movie-themed games.
Usually when you go to the movies, you go for pure entertainment. But sometimes you go to the movies to have your mind exhausted by complicated plots that you can barely understand. Like, Ophira, what is that movie where they're learning how to manipulate people's dreams?
Oh, I love that one, Magic Mike.
No. It's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio and they're...
Oh, okay. It's the part of Titanic when they're in the car.
No. There's a plane in it.
The Aviator. Wait, no. Catch Me If You Can.
No.
Oh, The Wolf of Wall Street.
No. It's really confusing and there's a twist at the end.
Ugh. Shutter Island.
Oh, no. I got it. It's Inception.
Oh, I never saw it.
Our next game is more mixed up than the timeline of a Christopher Nolan movie. We challenged contestants Rohan Pitapardi and Bernard Berlou to a game called Jumbled Plots.
Next up, we're going to anagram movie titles, so call your loved ones and tell them it's time to turn on the radio. Rohan, if your life was a movie, what would the title be?
Right now, Dazed and Confused.
Okay. Bernard, if your life was a movie, what would the title be?
Titanic.
Hey, man, you're winning.
So was the Titanic for a while.
Yeah, that's right. This game is called Jumbled Plots. We've anagrammed the titles of recent movies and rewrote their plot descriptions based on the new titles. So your job is to figure out the original movie. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
Chris Pratt runs around a theme park where genetic engineering produces a funky sea mammal in the film Disco Walrus Jr. The answer we're looking for there is Jurassic World, which is an anagram of Disco Walrus Jr.
Buzz in to answer. Bernard, you won the last game, so if you win this, you go to the final round. Rohan, you need to win this, or we'll say be dog-yo to you, which is an anagram for goodbye.
Ooh.
All right, here we go. A contestant on a public radio quiz show buzzes in to answer a question, but forgets the answer because she's a fish with a bad memory in, ding, dry info. Rohan.
Finding Dory.
That is correct. On the brink of the 2008 financial meltdown, Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling renew their glaucoma treatment prescription in Got This Herb. Rohan.
What is The Big Short? It's also not Jeopardy, but yeah, The Big Short.
Correct and then correct. Hawkeye, Black Widow, and the gang have their hands full with a robot hurling tubers. In this sequel, flung a root as revenge. Rohan.
What is the Avengers Age of Ultron? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take that. That is correct.
Great.
Tina Fey plays a journalist sent to investigate offshore tax shelters on the island of misfit toys in Taxing the Work of Toys. Rohan.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
Yes, absolutely. What's going on, guys?
I couldn't remember that movie.
Yeah.
You guys should team up. You'd be unstoppable.
We'll do the next one together. Okay.
Here's your next one. Quentin Tarantino directs this 2015 Western about an octet of pro athlete criminals who bond in a Wyoming cabin in Athlete Thief Hug. Rohan.
What is... The Hateful Eight.
That is correct. All right, this is your final question. The world's two greatest male models come out of retirement to donate their really, really, really ridiculously good-looking organs in Donor Zeal 2. Rohan.
Zoolander 2.
That is correct. Now, Rohan, I don't know if you noticed last game when we got to the final question, Bernard, knowing he was winning, step back. But you saw the opportunity to just...
That's a Harvard man for you.
Yeah.
Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well, Rohan tied it up. Congratulations. We're going to go to a tiebreaker.
our Ask Me Another Movie marathon continues with an audio quiz about an inside joke among Hollywood sound editors.
We traveled to the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, California for a special all-celebrity episode. This next game features two of our esteemed celebritestants, actor Lance Reddick from The Wire and Bosch, and actor and writer Paul Rust, who co-created and stars in the Netflix series Love.
Lance, you said that it was Star Trek's Captain James T. Kirk who actually piqued your interest in acting.
You heard that? All that stuff. But yeah.
Why?
I grew up addicted to television, but I especially loved Star Trek. I mean, and I always wanted to be Captain Kirk. And once I found out that William Shatner was a trained Shakespearean actor, I would open up monologues and try to do them like Captain Kirk.
But you'd do it as Kirk?
But I did. Well, at that time, I wasn't seeing Kirk as kind of a parody of himself.
Right.
So, yeah, first season Kirk. As first season Kirk.
That's good. Yeah. It's very good. Paul, you're from Lamars, Iowa. Yeah.
90% of this audience is Lamartians.
There's got to be a billion reasons for tourists to come to Lamars, Iowa, right?
Without a doubt.
What's a couple of them?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that it's the... Everybody say it with me. Ice cream capital of the world.
What? It's a big dairy place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very lactose.
Very lactose positive.
Very lactose tolerant.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean like the most variety, the creamiest ice cream, the most outlandish flavors? What does that mean?
Well, there's a big factory that makes ice cream. And so what Cars is to Detroit, ice cream is to Lamar's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're, do you like ice cream?
Boy, do I.
Okay. So we have an audio quiz for you called Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Wilhelm Scream. So that's the Wilhelm scream. It's a sound effect that has been used in countless movies, including Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series. It's a bit of an inside joke with sound designers and engineers. So in this game, we have inserted the Wilhelm scream into places it does not belong, interrupting iconic movie quotes. You just have to buzz in and tell us the words that the Wilhelm scream is replacing. So
okay,
here we go.
Okay.
From Jaws.
You're gonna need a bigger
boat.
Boat is correct, man. Yes. Okay, this is from There Will Be Blood.
I drink your
Paul.
Milkshake.
That is correct, yeah. It really lines up in that one. From Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I'm not bad. I'm just...
Anytime anyone want to buzz in, just... Paul?
Drawn That Way.
Drawn That Way is correct. This is from Scarface.
Say hello to my lips!
Lance.
Friend.
Yeah, that is correct.
Friend.
And this is your last clue from The Wizard of Oz.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in...
Lance.
Kansas anymore.
That is correct, yeah. All right, Puzziger Archung, how are our celebritestants doing?
After the second game, Paul is in the lead.
Our movie compilation episode is nearing its climactic finish. Who will live? Who will die? Who will tell their story?
And is it their story to tell?
Mm.
But before we award the Oscar for Best Original Contestant in a Game Show Adaptation, we have a high-stakes game about low-stakes horror movies. Let's meet our next two contestants. Dave Cummings, you're a new dad. Congratulations!
Thank you.
We have a wonderful contestant opponent for you, Caroline Alwick. You work in public relations.
I do, yeah.
Very good. Well, horror movies are designed to scare the pants off of you, but we think the real world is scary enough. So we have rewritten the plots of horror movies by removing all of the horror elements to make them happy and fuzzy for all the softies out there.
So we'll give you a non-scary version of a horror movie, and you buzz in and tell us the name of the original film. You ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
With the support of her gym teacher, an introverted teen reconciles with her strict religious mother, becomes popular, and is crowned prom queen. At the end, all of her friends dump a bucket of red Gatorade on her. Dave.
Carrie.
Yes, indeed.
A high school student calls up Drew Barrymore and asks her some fun movie trivia questions. If she gets enough right, she wins a Rubik's Cube. Caroline.
I actually don't know this one.
Good thing you buzzed.
Yeah, I just wanted to get in there. I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. You know what it is, Dave?
Scream?
Scream, you got it.
The trivia is coming from inside the house. Billy, a tricycle-riding clown puppet, entertains two men playing a diabolically hard room escape game inspired by their own lives as part of a team-building exercise. Dave.
Saw.
Yes, you are correct.
Seven young people board an airplane, but one of them gets a premonition. They'll get upgraded to first class. Wi-Fi will work the entire flight, and they'll land early. It all comes true. Then later, they die of natural causes. Dave.
Final Destination?
You got it.
Right, that should be the horror movie. Economy Class, Group 6. Four unpopular girls become friends and never turn on each other. Then they form a coven and use their collective magical powers to help those in need and do good deeds. Dave.
The Craft.
Exactly.
Three student filmmakers go into the woods to film a documentary. Somebody gasped.
Scary.
I know.
Documentary in the hands of students is very frightening.
Don't let them do it. Three student filmmakers go into the woods to film a documentary, but decide to scrap the project when they realize the footage is too shaky. Dave.
Blair Witch Project.
That's right.
All right, this is your last clue. A haunted video cassette tape will kill you in 7 days after you watch it, but thankfully, no one has a VCR. Caroline.
The Ring.
The Ring is correct. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. How did our contestants do?
Sorry, Caroline. Dave was a little bit faster on the buzzer. So congratulations, funny. Dave. You're moving on to the final round.
Well, it's time for our movie favorites episode to come to an emotionally satisfying conclusion.
Be sure to stay through the credits, though, for a bonus scene of Captain America trying to solve a Rubik's Cube.
It is hilarious. Puzzle guru John Chinesky challenged our contestants to a final round about movie titles. Remember, because this is a special compilation episode, our final round contestants haven't been featured earlier in the show. So don't be confused. Or rather, if you are confused, that's okay. And spoiler alert, somehow Meryl Streep wins.
Now we're to crown this week's grand champion, so let's bring back from Hey, I'm Walking Here, Kim Isaacs. From Egalitarian Nerd Maps, Sam Drazen. From This Land Is What Land, Josh Sucher. And from Fields of This, Stephen Gann.
The name of this game is Melted, because melted is the opposite of frozen. I'll give you the opposite of a well-known movie title, and your job is to give me the real title. So if I said The Angel Wears Payless, you'd say The Devil Wears Prada. We're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You only have a few seconds to give us an answer. Last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand winner. And your prize, They Might Be Giants will provide you with a free subscription to their brand new Dial-A-Song Direct service. New music all year long. You are welcome. Here we go. Kim, Ugly Man.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman's right. Sam, Live Easy.
Die Hard.
That's right. Josh. Forward to the Past.
Back to the Future.
That's right. Steven, Nice Boys.
Mean Girls.
That's right. Kim, The Bad, The Good, and The Handsome.
The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Yes, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly is right. Sam, Sit By You.
Stand By Me.
That's right. Josh, Low Midnight.
High Noon.
High Noon is right. Steven, The Noise of the Lions.
Could you repeat that?
The Noise of the Lions.
The Sound of the Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, that's right. Kim, Hate, Potentially.
Love, Actually.
That's right. Sam, Wonderful Employees.
Horrible Bosses.
That's right. Josh, Abstinence and the Country.
Sex in the City.
That's correct. Steven, Know Who's Going to Breakfast.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, sorry, Steven. Step aside. Let's see if Kim knows.
Who's Coming to Dinner?
I can't just take that. How about you, Sam? Can you give me...
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is correct. We got to say goodbye to Steven and Kim. And we're already down to Josh and Sam. Josh, Front Door.
Rear Window.
Yes. Sam, Nothing About Adam.
Something About Mary?
No, something About Mary. Josh, Nothing About Adam.
All About Eve?
All About Eve is correct. Josh, you are our winner. Congratulations.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. Check out our podcast on NPR One, iTunes, or Stitcher. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at NPR Ask Me Another. Come see us live or be a contestant. Go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Coulton.
Thou Jolta Cannon.
Our senior supervising producer is Art Chung.
Narc Thug.
Our puzzles were written by Jonathan Bayless, Juan Escalante, Jack Lechner, Scott Ross, and senior writer Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another's produced by Mike Katz.
Mitika Fez.
Travis Larchuk.
Sick Hurt Larva.
Julia Melfi.
I'm Jail Fuel.
Denny Shin.
Shed Ninny.
Romel Wood.
Old War Mom.
And our intern, Madeline Kaplan.
That's me, Dank Maple Alien.
Along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We'd like to thank our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.